Afternoon, everyone. It is a beautiful sunny Monday afternoon, March 18th, 2019, here in Douglasville, Georgia. And this is Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist. And we're here today for part three of the third month of first quarter 2019, smart planning. But before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Flipboard. You can get some of the greatest information and curated information to share as content from Flipboard. There'll be a bigger ad, but I suggest you check it out. There's a sponsorship spot for them. Also, thank you Anchor FM for making it possible. There's also a spot that tells you a little more about Anchor. But also today, I want to give a shout out to smartgoalsguide.com. A lot of the information that I'll be sharing, especially in the information about the episode, the text part that you'll find, credit to them. It came from there that I was doing a lot of research last week getting ready for this. And, you know, they kind of had everything in one place that I wanted to share. I'll expound differently than they would have, but I appreciate smart-goals-guide.com for the absolutely great information that they have about SMART goals and how what I'm doing is taking and transferring that to SMART planning, because those same things apply here. Another shout out I want to give you is a shout out to Araya McGarry. Her 12th Live Your Legacy Summit happens in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Hilton in Norcross on Sunday and Monday, March 24th and 25th. As a proud ambassador, I would love to have you join us for the 2019 Araya McGarry Live Your Legacy Summit. Some of the greatest names you'll ever meet will be at this summit. You will have great masterminds, great networking, great shopping, and everything that we do at a Live Your Legacy Summit is to grow us and help those who need help getting to where they're going. The Live Your Legacy Summit is a nonprofit who raises funds for nonprofit. So please join us. I will put that information in, but you can go to liveyourlegacysummit.org to get your tickets, and please use Rhonda, all lowercase, R-H-O-N-D-A, 15% symbol, Rhonda, 15% symbol, and you will get a sweet 15% off your ticket, whether you can come for both days or only one day. That code, Rhonda, 15%, will get you 15% off your tickets. Sweet deal, right? So let's get on to what we're here for today. Let's move right into our information. As I said, it's the third month of the first quarter of 2019. This is part three of SMART planning. In part one, we discussed having a plan. In part two, we discussed reviewing and revising our plan on a regular basis as needed. Sometimes we just need to throw out the plan we had and start from scratch, because the plan we had really is nothing about it other than maybe the structure is relevant to what we're doing now. So, as I said, today in part three, we're discussing SMART planning. And yes, I borrowed this from the SMART Goals School of Thought. And according to smartgoalsguide.com, the SMART acronym first appeared in the November 1981 issue of Management Review. There's a SMART way to write management goals and objectives was the title, and it was written by George Duran, Arthur Miller, and James Cunningham, according to, as I said, smartgoalsguide.com. All the resources I have here, I'm just going to say from the same source. When the SMART goal was first introduced to the world, it was an acronym which stood for Specific, Measurable, Assignable, Realistic, Time-Based Goals. In other words, when you set a goal, you had to ensure it was specific, measurable, assignable, realistic, and time-based. You will find some others, and I'm going to go through some of those real quickly, that you can use instead of specific. A couple would be significant, simple, strategic. For the M, perhaps instead of measurable, you might want to use motivating or maintainable. For the A, instead of assignable, you might choose achievable, attainable, ambitious, audacious. For the R, rather than realistic, you could use relevant or maybe rewarding. Even one suggestion was results-oriented. And for the T, instead of time-based, time-bound, trackable. I like trackable. I think for the purposes of planning, we might actually want to say that our SMART planning would be, and this is just from my point of view, strategic, manageable, accepted. No, I don't like accepted. Let's back that up. Either achievable or action-oriented. Relevant. Trackable. So we're going to say for this particular broadcast that our SMART plan will be strategic, manageable, achievable, relevant, and trackable, which really apply more to a plan than the original or to one of the favorites that has come out of this, according to this same source, is that seems to be very, very popular, the most popular, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-based. I'm still going to go with what we said, strategic, manageable, achievable, relevant, and trackable. If your plan is strategic, if your plan is manageable, if your plan is achievable, if your plan is relevant, and if your plan is trackable, you've got five standards to go by, and it will be an awesome, awesome plan. Then you can come back and say, because I made a SMART plan, it was audacious. I love my audacious SMART plan. Because sometimes you just have to speak to yourself. And when you're doing this plan, you know, you think about those things. What is a way to be strategic in what you're doing? You know, are you really being strategic in your day-to-day money-making activity? MMAs, MPAs, depends on who you are, what school you're from, or who you're listening to. It'll either be MMAs or MPAs, money-making activities, money-producing activities. And a lot of us like to think that everything we do at the end of the day is a part of our money producing activities. Well, if we've got our plan in place, according to what we've just talked about, then we really will be able to go back and look at the thing and say, because I did this, 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 and this in this way, then that became a money producing activity. On the other hand, if it wasn't an immediate or something that could bring immediate, doesn't necessarily have to bring immediate, but have the potential to bring immediate money. Those are what your MMAs or MPAs are. Those activities that can bring immediate money. For instance, you may go out. It may be on your plan. You may put into your SMART plan that you want to speak at least one time per month to a group of 25 people about how to be a successful franchiser. Because we're just going to say you've got a franchise, or maybe more than one franchise, because you've really built your business up and you can have more than one. So you may be a franchisee for, oh, I don't know, let's say McDonald's, but at the same time, you may be a franchisee for mailboxes, etc. I think they actually went out of business, but that was just they were bought out, I think, by UPS. But that was just an example. So you can actually say that I want to talk to groups of at least 25 people who are my target about franchising, being a successful franchiser. And the reason you want to do this is because you've put together a course that teaches people, but no one knows you have the course. So when you're calling around different groups that bring in speakers to find out if they bring in speakers from the outside, you want to think of that as being a MMA, but it actually is not an MMA. When you get on their platform, it's a necessary thing, but when you actually step on their platform and they allow you to sell from their stage, or set up a table where you can sell from your table. You can mention it on the stage, but you can't go into the pitch. But you can sell from your table. Then the speaking becomes the MMA. But you have to have that in your plan. So how are you going to work out to get, that's one of the things, that's a goal, it's an aim, you're aiming for it. So that basketball is going whoosh, March Madness right through. Nothing but net, baby. Nothing but net. But you have to plan that. You have to plan that. In the midst of March Madness, do you really think any of those NCAA teams are not prepared in planning their strategy for the game? So you have to plan how in your plan, your SMART plan has to include, how do I get to that gatekeeper to find out how to get on their stage? So then I can tell people what I've done and that I can help them do the same. That's where you make your money, because then you've got your course, your training that you're going to sell, and it becomes, but all the rest of it is planning. It's aiming for the gold. Because if you don't aim, you ain't going to hit it. If you just walk out to a gun range and you just start pulling the trigger on a semi-automatic weapon or an automatic weapon without aiming at the target, you'll never hit the bullseye. Has to be the same with our planning. That's why we need a SMART plan. And inside that SMART plan, We need smart aims. I like to call them aims better, more so than goals, because in the end, you're aiming for a thing, and the thing is the goal. So you're not actually setting smart goals, you're setting smart aims, because if you don't aim for something, you ain't going to hit nothing. I'm just going to tell you. I was the worst basketball player on my 8th grade team. Well, not worst, but about worst. And trust me, if you didn't aim for something, you wouldn't going to hit nothing. And if you didn't practice aiming and shooting, you certainly weren't going to ever hit nothing. So you may call up 15 organizations this month. They may tell you, no, we do not take outside speakers. Yes, we take outside speakers, but we go to them. We don't take speakers from inquiries. And then you may come down and you may get five that say, you need to talk to blah, blah, blah. Then you hang up the phone and you call back and you ask to speak to blah, blah, blah. And you say, I understand you are in charge of getting speakers for your meeting that's held every Tuesday at 1 p.m. at blah, 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 blah. And I'm very interested in talking to your financial growth group about how to be a successful franchisor. See, there's a way to go about that, but you have to have a smart plan. You have to have a smart plan. It has to be strategic. It has to be manageable. It has to be achievable. It has to be relevant. It has to be trackable. If you say, I'm going to call 200 organizations in April, and my aim is to speak at 20. Number one, you're probably not going to have enough time to speak at 20. Number two, especially if you're still working a 9-to-5 while you build your business, or if you do have, in our example, two successful franchise stores of two different kinds, where do you have time to make 200 phone calls? Maybe it needs to be more manageable. Maybe you need to be more strategic. It needs to be more manageable. See, your smart plan will have smart aims aimed at goals. And if your plan is smart and your aims are smart, then your goals will be smart. And the whole thing will be, for our example, strategic, manageable, achievable, relevant, and trackable. So that is our broadcast for today. I may actually follow up. There's some other ways of planning. I will put those out there really, really quickly. If I can find that sheet, I've got a bunch of stuff pulled up that I wanted to share with you all, if possible. There's a couple of other ways of planning other than smart planning, and we may touch on those. But they are, one of the methods is called 4CF, and it is, it has five parts. Four of them start with a C. The final one is an F. That method is clarity, challenge, complexity, commitment, and feedback. The other is reverse planning. Reverse planning. It means it's kind of like when you're trying to get your ROI in mind. This is the return on my investment I want. And you start at the what you want and you work backwards to create the plan. So it actually comes up. It's called backwards goal setting. In our case, it would be backwards planning. So thank you very much. I want to ask each and every one of you, if you enjoy this podcast, please share it with 2 to 5 other people. Number one. Number two, please go ahead, jump over to the support page and make your monthly or weekly support pledge. And number two, if you have a business that you would like to be sponsored and be on our broadcast, please by all means contact us. But what we need right now in this first season of this podcast is we need your help in supporting so we'll grow and we can bring more great information to you and start bringing great people on the air with us for you and for you to tell people about us. I looked at my average today of the average number of people that listen each week, and I almost didn't do this particular episode. But then I thought about the Thinking Positive app thing that I had on today's from today, and it said the difference between stumbling stones and building blocks is how you decide to use them. I could have looked at that number and just decided to let them bury me, or I could get on here and do what I've done and talk to you about your smart planning. So meet me back here next week on Monday. I know it's going to be a beautiful day. Meet me back here and we will wrap this thing up. I thought we were only going to do three parts. We're going to have four parts. It was just too much good information. So we're going to touch on those other two planning ways. And we're going to wrap this thing up and be ready to go into second quarter in April with a newly revised or created plan. Thank you very much for your support. And I will see you next week, March 24th, 2019.